Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, Realtor Amy Kite, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Kind of like grooving mellow music there. Like, I don't know where they picked this up from, because it has no relation to our show whatsoever. It's way too calm. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We are here for the next 3 hours to help you with every single thing that you have that pertains to, and every question that you might have, every thought that you might have, every concern that you might have regarding a home, a trust, in-home health care. You want real estate advice on buying or selling a home. You want real estate advice on preparing a trust. You want real estate advice on building a home or enhancing your home or getting a mortgage for your home or anything revolving around a home. We are here to help you. This is our show. We are here for the next 3 hours. Like I said, the phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you've got any pictures of home challenges that you're having, we would love to see them. It is easier for us to identify and help you with pictures. So please send them to the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. It's the same number, 312-981-7200. But first, before we start every show, we have a special shout out for Joe Brand coming up after the intro, because something hit me today that I just wanted to bring up to everybody, especially it applies to being on the radio. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. So, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. I walk in today, Amy, and I look over, and I see who's in the sports booth, and I see who's in the newsroom, and it's Don and Joe, and I see Joe Brand. He's a very healthy-looking young man, very attractive young man, and he's got the Serpico beard going, right? So hit it, boys. 1973. This was a hit song in 1973 when Serpico came out. You remember Serpico, Joe, right?
I don't remember Serpico. I remember the song.
Al Pacino and Serpico portrayed the cop.
Dave, I told you before, I was working all 70s. I didn't watch TV.
Joe Brand right now is Googling Serpico because he has no idea what we're talking about. And Don Kleppen is going, yes, he does look like Serpico.
So his hair is short. He does have the beard, but the Serpico hair has been trimmed from Joe.
All right, Joe, you want to make a comment, you know, say something?
Yeah, I mean, sure, throw me on the spot first thing in the morning once again.
But that's the way we do it.
Yeah, you had brought this up already, haven't you? You've brought up Serpico before.
What's that got to do with anything, Joe?
Okay, all right.
Oh, well, Joe, stick around. He'll bring it up like 30 more times.
Well, another former host here once brought up the comparison of Nighthawk, right? Is that the movie?
Well, with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, and I've seen that too. Here's the thing. Listen, I've waited my whole life to try and justify a beard on my face.
To grow a beard.
And I think this is the closest I'll ever get. I've got this like redneck DNA where it just comes out.
Oh, that's nice.
It just comes out a goatee, and then everything else around it is kind of patchy here and there. I'm just owning it. This is what I've got. This is what I'm going to stick with. I'm not trying to do more or less with it. This is what I got. I'm just going to stick to it.
Well, here, maybe you should stop trying. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
It's on, Hochberg. It's on.
It's ruthless. Don Kleppen in the newsroom. Well, it's ruthless. His commentary. 312-981-7200. And you notice how he said former host? So anybody that brings up and comments about his beard finds right. their way out of the station.
That's what I got from that.
You got
sure.
that, didn't you, Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
I got
you
that.
Are fascinated former with his looks, host. Though.
He's a very...
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to shave his head?
Yeah. because look at me and then look at him.
I'm not your Woolly Willy over here where you just play around with my hair.
Well, that's what you think. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get this thing started. David Schluter, how are you?
Good. The market's crazy. We're having a lot of closings, and we're going to comment about municipal inspections today. Beware.
Ooh.
And you can get me anytime. It's my 36th year of helping people. 630-285-5300.
Candace, fear. How, fire or fear?
Fire.
Fire. Got to get closer to the mic there, young lady.
Fire.
You, so you, you're in-home health care?
Yes.
And you've been helping a ton of listeners with... that have contacted you, and it's kind of crazy. Amy could attest to this. Joe could attest to this. I could attest to this. You could be on the show. You could be here nothing for like 3 weeks, and then, bam, you get five. I get five emails. What's the name of that lady that you had on your show? My mom just fell. What's the lady that you had on your show? I'm going out of town. What's the lady you had on the show? My husband's going in for surgery, and I need some help. It's all of these things, and Amy's shaking her head like, you're damn straight. It's crazy how the WGN listener reacts and the time it takes for them to like hear what you're saying, catalog it. All right, there, attorney. I was began with the C and an A and a T. It was close. Catalog it and then bam, bring it up when they're ready. And you guys were there, and you guys are helping a ton of listeners with their in-home healthcare challenges.
Yeah, I have one listener that basically referred her boss to me, and I was working with a family that had COVID and was recovering, and I was working with the whole family. We had another one that can't walk, had a UTI and can't walk, referred by another listener.
It's crazy.
And then I've had a listener where we can't take care of. I referred them to a great group too. So I always take care of my clients. I'm always there 24/7. They need an ear. I'm an ear. I'm everything to
website.
Them. www.inhomecaregivers.net.
Miss Amy Kite, Mrs. Amy Kite, I guess, you know, Mike's listening, her husband go, what the hell just happened? What don't I know?
Right.
So, still crazy.
Still nuts.
Still bananas crazy.
Yeah.
People are going in to homes. They're lined up 10, 15 deep.
Yeah.
And they're waiving contingencies. And Dave will talk about that later. Both of you guys were talking about it prior to the show. It is still hotter than hot right now and crazy out there. What do you see going forward?
Oh, it's going to change. We all know what goes up must go down. And, you know, let's just reflect back to 08. We had a nice run there for a period, and then it all fell apart. So we know that there are a lot of people sitting in their homes because they aren't having to pay right now because they're on forbearance, and that's going to change right now. That date is set at June 30th, and remember, today's the last day for the eviction moratorium. So
for the renters.
Correct.
For the renters. And June 30th, 60 days, is when the foreclosure moratorium is going to be lifted, and you and I have talked about this in the past on the show and me on other shows. I've talked about this in detail, that there is a pending wave of evictions, which are now happening, right? You're into May 1st, and now there's going to be a pending wave of foreclosures that's going to start rolling in on July 1st. And to those listeners out there that you don't think if you could hold your home at the hottest real estate market possible, would you recommend them sell ASAP?
100%. And you're going to want to do that. We've got a lot of people right now who are calling, who know that they're in trouble, and they are capitalizing on this market, getting out. They're going to go, you know, potentially rent,
yep,
move out of state. They're, you know, I mean, they aren't necessarily going and buying, but they're going to take advantage of this market, get themselves out of this house before they've got a major issue.
Phone number, website, if our listeners want to reach you.
Yep, 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Jim Delaney from Silverthorne Home Builders. We used to have, we are used to Jim Work coming in here.
We like to make it a little confusing.
Hang on 1 second. Your mic, try that one. Go ahead.
We like to make it a little confusing.
Yeah, well, at least it's Jim, thank God. Yeah. You know, you start switching first names. I don't care about the second names, right? The last names. First name, thank you for having the first name Jim. You guys are seeing that, again, we come in a half hour prior to the show. We all get caught up. We all talk, introduce each other. And you're saying that you're not putting houses that are almost done on the market until when? Because the demand is so flipping hot.
demand's so high that until we're at a close closing point, it doesn't make much sense for us to list, because you're going to have so many people that are ready to move right now, and they don't have the patience to wait for the house to be completed. So it's just, you said bananas. That's what the market is right now.
Yeah, and if you put it on 60 days prior to it being done instead of 30, you'd have a caravan lined up outside your door, and you're just not ready for that because it's just not worth the time suck that it would take to tell everybody no.
Exactly, and new home construction is different than the used home market. It's a little bit different buyer sometimes. So some people that are ready for the used home market come in thinking that they're ready for the new home market, for a new build, and it's just not a great fit. So we just got to be careful with what we're doing.
Website, if our listeners want to reach out to you and get more information.
SilverthornHomeBuilders.com.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Thank you, Dave. I think everybody here should be talking about planning, right? Looking ahead, whether it's selling your home, like avoid that, right. Do it now.
Right.
Looking for a new home, the same thing. Same thing you've told everybody forever. The best time to borrow money is when you don't need it.
Get prepared.
Yeah. It's the same thing, Dave Schluter. I mean, what an example you are with your estate planning and everything else. With Mega, meaning the sourcing's a problem, right? So your kitchen cabinets could be an additional 6 weeks out. You seen it, Jim?
Yeah, we see it all the time right now with the new bills.
So you can plan your kitchen for Thanksgiving now.
Whoa! Now?
You absolutely could.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with being ahead of anything.
Well, I shouldn't be that surprised. We ordered a new table. It came in 2 weeks because they had it in stock. The chairs are going to come in August, September. So why am I shocked? Right? It took 6 months to get the couch.
So how surprising? That's actually about a foam shortage. So furniture is backed up because of a foam shortage.
Because of the freeze that we had in Texas.
Yes.
Right, because a lot of the foam plants are down in Texas. Who knew, right?
There's so many little things. Chips in a truck. So in other words, Ford is backed up because of the chips in the Ford.
Right. It is absolutely bananas. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, where we like bananas. You can watch us on...
Do you, Aim?
You like
bananas? No, I'm not a banana person.
You know who
bananas
loves bananas?
Bananas are good in potassium.
My wife, Elise Hochberg, loves chocolate-covered bananas.
Oh. Diana's bananas?
Sure. You're right.
No, seriously.
Diana's bananas.
Diana's frozen. Bananas is the best frozen banana.
She loves...
You can get it with peanut butter now.
She's not a big fan of that. She loves chocolate-covered bananas. Worthless tip of the day. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That's MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We've got Edward, Tony, and Steve on the line. We got text coming in. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours and 30 minutes helping you with all of your real estate questions. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades, the amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement, the attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh!
A lot of these people, a lot of these young people are exploring the trades, I'm telling you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You can
take a picture. It'll last longer.
God.
That's good. Finally. I've only said it six times. Yeah, they have a contest in the control room every
time.
Do
you like that, or is it just annoying?
They like it. It's annoying, but you know, they're doing backflips there. 312-981-7200. So we have a radio show here that helps our listeners with everything pertaining to real estate. And we are also on Facebook. So not only can you listen, you could also watch us at WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. If you want to listen as well as watch and as well as comment, you could comment on our Facebook page and you could like. What am I supposed to say? Like, share, and...
Prosper.
And prosper. Ask your high school.
Usually it's comment in the middle.
Okay, comment too. Yeah, just ask your 13-year-old what you're supposed to do on Facebook. Tony in Indiana, how are you?
Good morning, David, and the rest of the group. How are you?
Great. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Tony.
Well, actually, I'm in Illinois, and I'm buying a house in Indiana.
Okay.
The contract's all done. Payment, the mortgage payment's been arranged. The only hitch that came up is that my seller is going to be buying a house in Costa Rica, and he needs some money this week in order to make it his deal down in Costa Rica, but we're not closing for 3 weeks. He doesn't have a home equity line of credit, and to go through a bank, it would take him too long to get the money he needs to close on it.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to advance him the money as part of my down payment. I've already given the realtor the earnest money, and I would like to advance him $60,000 and then put it on the HUD statement as a reduction of down payment to me.
Dave Schluter.
I'm told.
Hang on.
I'm told.
Hang on, Tony. Hold on. You're not done? Well,
we've
got a break coming up here, and we only got 2.5 hours. So get to it, Tony.
I'm told it's illegal by Frank Dodd and by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac rules. Is there some way I can advance him the money and still secure my position to get this done this week?
Hold on. I've never heard of it.
Wait, hold on. You have a loan for the Indiana purchase?
Wait, hang on. Hang on 1 second. I've never heard of it being illegal. For Dodd-Frank, if he wants to give a larger down payment, a larger earnest money,
but it's an exchange. Are you eventually taking a mortgage in Indiana or paying cash?
I'm eventually taking a mortgage in Indiana.
Okay, that's the problem. You are doing under the RESPA, Real Estate Settlement Procedure Act. You're having a transaction between you and your seller, and it doesn't really matter how nice of a guy you are. They just don't want to have. We can't even do $200 credits for dishwashers anymore. So it's all about prohibited transactions because you are in a contract relationship. Whatever you do, don't do it on the side, because I researched Indiana and the death rate is still 100% there. And if this guy dies of natural or unnatural causes, you'll have to chase his estate. So I would try to find another thing, or make him double move. Make him double move and get out and take care of you.
Right, and rent the place in Indiana.
Yeah, put his problems on him. I'm done. But anyway, again, you would not.
We're talking a 3 week period of time. We're not talking a long time.
That's not your problem.
No. Anyway, it's not going to.
Wait, hold on, Tony. That's not your problem. That guy not planning by having. What do I say? 7,000 times a year. Take out a line of credit so it's there when you don't need it. So it's there when you need it when you never thought you need it. Amy?
The other option would have been, had we known that this was necessary, you could have closed this week on that property. He could have rented it back for 3 weeks.
Correct.
So, I mean, you could have done that, too.
And you still could do that.
Correct. If you could get it closed this week, you could do that, and he could have the money in his pocket.
His seller doesn't
legally
want any inconvenience.
Well, the mortgage company isn't prepared until the 21st.
Well, then you're with the wrong mortgage company. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay. What do you? The mortgage company's not going to be ready for the 21st. What the hell's going on?
What do you think
that?
About that, Dave?
What do I think about that? I think if you came to me and we worked on it for maybe
two and a half weeks,
right. We got this lady done that you threw at us because we had to get it done.
Yep.
21 days. It doesn't make any sense.
No, not here.
Now I'm like sweating. I'm like 312-981-7200. Tony, hang on. We're going to send you Mr. Floor cleaning product for whatever homes you own. 312-981-7200. Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook page. WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if I would have ever thought that I would thoroughly enjoy a mortgage and fixer on the house. Yes. I filled in for you a couple times. It's so much fun.
They love when you co-host.
Oh, well.
Because they use you like a pinata. And they beat the living bejesus out of you.
They do.
And you start firing back at it. Which is
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. When they found out I was using my garbage disposal for chicken bones, that set them off for until the end of time.
Well, John Williams said it best earlier in the week. He's like, David Hochberg's got something going on there at 10 until 1. We really don't know what it is. It's a pretty good show.
Laugh and learn.
Laugh and learn.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and picture line.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
I think Joe's going to come in there and slap you. But can we just recap? I know you want to talk about a topic, which would which I forgot what we're going to talk about. I'm having that brain freeze again. But I just want to recap that last call.
Correct.
A gentleman sold his home in Illinois and is buying a home in Indiana. The seller in Indiana is not prepared to buy the home that he's buying out of the country. The seller in Indiana obviously has a ton of equity in the home because he's going to use that equity to buy the home in Costa Rica. It's probably in excess of $60,000 because of the fact that this caller was going to
advance
60 grand, which is not the smartest thing in the world. So we gave him a couple of options. Option one was to pick another lender because you sent me buyers that needed to close within 2 weeks, and the fastest that we could close, according to Dodd-Frank, is 15 days because of the regulations, and we got it done in 15 days. So to wait till the 21st when you bought a home and sold a home is ridiculous
right.
in this market environment. Number two, you brought up the fact that he should do what?
He could lease it back. He could purchase it and lease it back to the seller so that the seller would then have the money in his pocket to go do what he needed to do. So that could have been an option, maybe.
Which means close faster and sign a rental agreement that he leases it back for 3 weeks, and then the seller has the money. But the buyer's not ready for whatever fecoctic reason that his lender can't get the loan done, which is ridiculous. Dave pointed out that it's illegal to do that, which I did not know. I was not aware of that. I thought that they could put down an extra $60,000 in earnest money.
Not as a loan, though.
No, it's not as a loan.
But he was going to be a loan.
Can't use that money. Go ahead, Amy.
But here's the issue. That's earnest money. That's going to be held until closing. So even if you were to put that extra $60,000 down, he would never that seller would never have access to
correct.
That.
Correct.
Now, what did you say, Jim, from Silverthorne Home Builders?
It's just a lot of people that don't know what they're doing, the professionals that were supposed to help them, the realtor, the lender, everyone. It shows lack of experience, lack of ability.
Jim, you said it best. If this guy has a team by his side, a realtor, a mortgage guy, and a lawyer, you wouldn't have to call a radio show for advice, right?
Right.
So it's like, that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
This stinks all the way through, Amy.
And here's what we don't know, okay? So, yeah, I get it, right? We don't know every side of the story. We don't know if Costa Rica just came in and said, wait a minute, we need the 60, because none of us are dealing in Costa Rica. So maybe Costa Rica came in and put a hiccup in here. We don't know. But yeah, I mean, when you buy out of the country too, you're dealing with a whole other slew of things. So we don't know.
If the seller had a line of credit on their home, this is not a problem.
Correct.
That they could tap into that equity prior to the sale to write whatever check in whatever country and whatever state they want to buy the home in, this isn't a problem. That is why I state over and over and over and over and over and over again to have a line of credit against your house. You might not need it when you take it out, but it's there when you need it, when you never thought you'd need it. He could have written the check. He or she could have written the check in Indiana and done it and then waited for another 3 weeks for the home to sell. Amy.
Yeah, and it's so true because, as Joe mentioned, you know what? When you don't need the money, they're happy to lend it to you. But as soon as you need it, you will never get it. Guys, we saw this craziness go on, and it's even actually a little crazier in 07, 08. If you had the line of credit, we wouldn't even – there would have been no question he could have taken that money.
And we have then to plan better. And then,
correct. This seller wouldn't – this buyer, right? I mean, he's putting himself on the line by giving that guy $60,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was my point.
Yes, yeah. 100%. So.
All right. So we've got two questions here. One, a text, and one, a listener called you during the week regarding an investment property. Both have to do with the same thing.
Okay.
The listener chimed in, said – I have an investment property. Because the market's so hot, don't know if I should whether I should sell it now or rent it out again. And then at 10:27 here, question for Amy from 312. I own a 2,700 square foot home. I plan to retire and move to Wisconsin in 3 years. Should I sell my house now, buy a small local home to live in for 3 years, and move again when I retire? Similar, kind of different. One's an investment property. One is a homeowner. But both are asking, should they sell now and rent as opposed to, you know, sell now and rent for the texter, sell now or rent it out again for the investment property owner? What do you recommend?
Right. Well, if you are going to move, and we've got one right now, actually, I've been texting back and forth with one of my agents this morning. She was going to list with us a year from now because her daughter gets out of college a year from now. And so she was... You know, the plan was she'd list next year. we did a video, sent it out an email. She called me and she said, I think with the market the way it is now, I need to sell it now and go rent. So she literally went and found a rental. She's moving into the rental. We're selling the house now because she's going to capitalize on this market. Hmm. Now understand, if you're going to sell now and then go buy, you sell high, you buy high, right? So are you saving anything? Don't know that you really are, right? If you can sell high and go rent, and then buy, you know, down the road, then you're going to be in a better position. So I don't know that, you know, I don't know that you're going to gain anything if you sell now and then go buy something smaller. You might, but you're also, if you buy something smaller, you're going to have more competition probably on that house.
Jim was shaking his head agreeing with you 100%. Why are you shaking your head, Jim, that nobody could see? Because we're on the radio.
We see it a lot with people. Our build time is long. So we see a lot of people trying to figure out when they're going to get into the home, what they're going to do. You're buying high. Everything that's out there is a lot of competition. What she said about the smaller, less expensive home, a lot of people going after those. It's just sell, rent if you want to capitalize, but the market's going to settle out, so you can also just stick around.
Amy, I use me as an example.
Right.
You sold our home in 4 days.
Right.
We took the offer that was that allowed us to stay in the home for 90 days,
yeah.
And I still lived in my parents. I still lived in my in-laws' basement for 6 months.
Right.
But guess what? I got rid of the house.
Correct.
I got rid of the house. Mm-hmm. It was done. I had to schlep from Lincolnshire or Long Grove to Northbrook for 6 months, which was a major pain. Okay, but I got rid of my house.
Right.
And that's the key. Get rid of the house. You're in the hottest real estate market on the in the history of real estate market. Probably, you know, the only thing that compares is when back after the Depression, when they came out with FHA loans and when the working man could afford to buy a home. With as little as 3.5% down and do a 30-year fixed loan, because back in the day, only quote-unquote rich people were able to buy homes. This is the hottest market we've ever seen.
Ever in Illinois.
312-981-7200. We got Lindsay, we got Teresa, and we've got 708 on the line. We got text coming in. We're loaded. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home of Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s. You know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression.
What do you call the late 30s? The Depression.
Yeah, I remember. You know what? Depression. When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the Farmington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang, but
you should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad,
and then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Hey, and instead of the edge, we're going to call it the soup kitchen.
That's good.
A soup kitchen.
Oh, it really pops. But
now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank Greg Kaplan.
Who would think Greg Kaplan is actually funny?
She was on that day.
Man, she's over the top.
Oh,
with that
my
one. She sat in the corner there, didn't say a word, was analyzing it, and bam! She just absolutely flattened Tommy on that one. That was awesome. 312-981-7200. Rudy in Willow Springs, how are you?
How you doing? Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
I was wondering, how long does the line of credit in effect for if you want to pull one on your home?
It's usually 10 years. I mean, it's typical term of a line of credit is 10 years.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's typically 10 years you have access to the money. Two things happen, Rudy. Why am I running out of breath? I don't know. Two things happen. Number one, you either have to secure another line of credit after the 10 years or it turns into a fully amortized loan after the 10 years. Depends upon which bank you go to. But every listener out there should have a line of credit on their home. If you don't have a line of credit on your home, so it's there when you never thought you needed it is when you take it out. So it's there when you never thought you needed it and you can't get it. Dave Schluter.
And you only pay on how much you've tapped. So it's not this huge burden. And most of them are interest only if you need to just make interest only.
So if you don't use it, you don't pay anything?
You don't pay anything.
Well, maybe $20 a year or something.
But 35 to 50 bucks a service charge. That's the VIG they put on it. But, Rudy, if you need help, we don't have a bank here that sponsors those, but I've got a relationship with a couple of bankers that I can hook you up with that could take care of that for you. Okay, buddy?
Also, do you do refinance in Colorado?
Yes, we do new homes and refinances in Colorado and 34 other states. In the other 16 states, I have relationships and friends in the business who are licensed in those states that I could refer you over to them, and they will take care of you. Okay, Rudy?
Thank you, David. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. 312-981-7200. Jim from Silverthorne Home Builders. You guys have been busy, busy, busy. Amy just talked about how crazy her world is. Dave just talked about how, you know, crazy things that our listeners are doing. Amy just got a text from one of her agents that what just happened, that the appraisal came in.
Yeah, the appraisal had come in $32,000 less than purchase price. And so we were really wondering what was going to happen with this one. And I just got the text that the buyer is going to pay the $32,000.
So they are paying $32,000 more than what the house appraises for.
Correct.
So you could still do that. You just either have to bring in the extra cash or finance more, right? If you're bringing in 20%, right, you might on a $360,000 home, and it came in $36,000 light. You don't. You could still bring in the same amount of money. You're financing 90% instead of 80%, right? And you'll have PMI, or you just write a check or send a wire for the 30 plus G's. You're going to do it, and if you don't do it, fine. Or somebody else is going to buy the home. It's that simple.
But please, though, explain that, though, Amy. So the reason it came in light is because of what's sold prior.
Correct. Nothing's closed.
Correct. So, and that's what we've got to think about, is understanding that appraisal is history, right? Yep. It's not current. And so the other day, looking at comps on this property, every property in the neighborhood had sold in the threes. Yet there were four under contract in the fours.
Yes.
You know, and so understand that they're going to have to use those past comps. Appraisers have to, right? They have to use what's closed. So what I always say is, as a buyer or as a seller, you need those other, you got to create a stair step, right? And so that's the problem, is that these stair steps, right, these steps where the prices go up, it takes a bit of time because it's one closing on top of another on top of another. So it takes time. So people need the stair step right now, because you can't jump from 300 to 500. But can you jump from 300, you know, 399 to 430 to 460 to 500? Yes. Mm-hmm. You got to have those other two closes in between.
And you need the closed sales for the comparables.
Correct. Yes.
Jimmy, you're seeing this on the new buy. You had a listener give you a call. Can you walk us through what the listener, the communication that you have with the listener? Because I think of a lot of other listeners would learn from what you talked to this listener that contacted you after Jimmy Work was on last time.
So we had someone reach out about building on a lot that their parents owned. They were going to gift the lot.
Which is allowable.
It's allowable. There's a lot that goes into it, though. I mean, people kind of get wrapped up in the HGTV aspect of want to build a home, want to have it, you know, beautiful lot, 1 acre, trees, all this stuff, but
in 45 minutes, Jim.
Yeah, in 45
minutes.
Yeah, and you got to cut down the trees. You got to do. There's a lot of unexpected things that are there. It's not. When you get a market like what we're dealing with right now, people aren't using their heads. They're not. They're so hyped up about what's going on. With us building a home 6 to 8 months, you can relax a little bit. Let us just. We're the professionals. Let us do it.
I found some plywood for you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean the board
used
of plywood?
Yeah, on Michigan Avenue. 312-981.
Not a bad idea.
312-981. You could build about seven houses.
It's $50 a sheet.
You could take that,
now.
Maybe trade it in for a Mercedes. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking about. Like, driving home, I'm like, well, there's all the plywood. It's covering up all the windows. Tease what you want to talk about. I got to hit a break here, but I want to dive into that more. So a listener's parents gifted them the home.
They want to build on it. They want to know what are the potential surprises that could come up in the process, the costs, what they're really looking at to do it.
Speed bumps. Unexpected speed bumps.
There's always speed bumps.
Joe, you see it every day.
Just plan. We have to start planning, Amy.
Yes, we do.
For everything.
If the seller in Indiana that our caller called in had planned ahead of time and had that loan set up, a line of credit set up, or had professionals working with them, a mortgage professional that could get the loan done in 14 to 16 days, or a realtor that was working with them said, why don't you just sell it now and rent it back, or an attorney to say the same thing, this isn't a problem for our guy in Illinois that wants to move to Indiana. These are simple challenges to overcome. We're not moving boulders here, right? I mean, we're picking up pebbles that become boulders because you don't plan, like Joe said. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, Realtor Amy Kite, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and picture line. We have a special guest on line two, my wife Elise. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. How are you?
Great. It's our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Our 20th.
Happy anniversary, Elise.
Yes.
She got an awesome,
She got a what?
She got an awesome gift this year.
She gets
I mean,
an awesome
she worked
gift every
her ass
day.
Off for
every
it,
day.
Oh, you, give me
this
a break.
Is the gift
every day she's got nothing but trouble.
But you're a gift that just keeps on giving.
I'm a gift that
no,
keeps on
he's
giving.
Not a gift.
She must have the patience.
He's a headache
of a
that keeps on giving. She does.
What's that, Joe?
Patience of a saint is what I was going to say.
If you want to see Al Pacino's little brother, Joe Brand, in Serpico, go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got a side-by-side
talk
there.
To Elise.
It's Elise's It's Elise's anniversary to me. Mm-hmm. Is it my anniversary?
Yeah, it's
Serene?
Yours to her.
It's yours to her.
All right, it's my anniversary. It's our anniversary on May 5th, right?
Cinco
de Mayo. May 5th.
Yeah, mine's right. May 9th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and if you have the ticket for the over-under, for over, you got to hang on. If you got the under, you got to hang on for another three more days because I think I'm going to make it. No, five more days.
So you're going to make it all the way to May 5th.
I'm going to make it to the 5th, so if you got the over, hang on to that ticket.
What's Elise betting? That's the important one.
That's right. We don't. Every day is a question mark, Joe. So I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, sweetheart.
Happy birthday.
I've got your favorite song.
Thank you.
Sammy and Jake, go.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts that thump in you. Sing. Brown-eyed girl.
Can't tell the difference, right?
Ooh.
Brown-eyed girl. Right? Last year I screwed it up and said it was Greece. Dave, you want to comment?
When you just That's did that okay. attempt
I don't,
to
I don't,
kill... Go ahead, sorry, let her
go
talk.
Ahead, Elise.
Nothing.
No. Go ahead. It's just the attorney.
Elise, I was just saying that when he just did that attempt at karaoke... You can text me about how to up the life insurance.
Yeah, that's good. I'm phenomenal. I think I'm a great singer. So, just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary, Elise. That's it. You could.
Thank you.
Go back to being awesome. Right, Joe?
I will.
At least
Thank
hang
you.
In there.
Yeah, yes. Hang in there.
I'm hanging there.
Love you, sweetheart. Bye.
Kick him out of the house more often.
See you later. 312. Yeah, she doesn't know I have it. She's like, where are you? I'm like, I got a radio show. She's like, what? 312-981-7200. Jim Delaney, the things that our listeners need to be aware of when buying a home that they might not even think about to sidestep these potholes that they're going to get fall into and get run over in. What should our listeners be aware of when buying a home that they're looking to build? Go.
So we had a lot of people talking about building on your lots right now. And what we call an on your lot, you got a lot that's outside of one of our set subdivisions. And there's a lot of things that you can run into when you're doing those. And it doesn't just transfer, hey, remove the price of the lot. Now you're going to have this build. What you got to look into is all the other things that can pop up. So you really have to plan and have a higher budget than what you originally are going into. You don't know what's under the ground. You don't know when we start digging. Is there a Volkswagen underneath there we need to take care of? We don't know different permit sets for different communities, different areas. There's a lot of things that can come up, and you can't treat it like an exact science when you're outside of a community because we got to learn that area and do it, and you got to be prepared for that and be patient.
Or your wife might picks out a certain type of marble. Stone, and then decides on the extremely more expensive marble and stone.
But that's not what Jim is talking about. Jim, but you're saying probably a civil engineer first?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. So we actually do a due diligence time period of 60 to 90 days before we're even willing to enter a contract with you on building on a lot. There's so much that goes into it. It's not just a simple, quick
Sure.
process, and we slow it down to make it better for our clients. You got to slow it down. You got to pump the brakes a little bit to make it work.
What about the permitting process after you get the architect, after you figure all that out, You get the drawings, the layout, you know, where the water's going, where the stores are going. Just went through that. It's exhausting. Okay? You get all that done. Architect's done drawing up the house. It's all there, you know, according to the plat. And, you know, it's got to go this way, face that way. It's, you know, so many feet back and on the sides. You get ready to roll. Now you got to go to permitting. That's a whole nother ball of wax there, buddy, right? I mean, that's a whole nother ball game.
That's one of the biggest questions everybody asks us. You sign a contract. You're excited. When are you going to dig? Well, I don't know. I got to get through the city. We got to get all that. It's like going to the DMV. They could tell you it's going to take 2 weeks. You're going to stand in line for a while, especially with how crazy the market is and how many permits are in there. You know, a normal 2 week turnaround could turn into 2 months. So a big delay is you watching the ground just sit there.
And weather.
Weather is huge.
It's huge.
There's a lot of things. Conditions. That can be- you hit that thing with your pool, right?
I hit the permeable, you know, a certain percentage of permeable. And non-permeable,
right.
And it took another 6 months, and we wanted to dig 2 years ago, and then the winter came early, and the frost came in, and they couldn't dig, so we had to cut the trees down, and then the property sat there for literally 5 months, okay, doing nothing except having the silt fence around there. Nothing happened because they couldn't dig because the ground was frozen, they couldn't get down.
Yeah, I've been sitting on a property for almost 2 years now that I'm going to build on, and I'm with the company. It should be, you know,
you've
got to have the planning. Yeah, my personal house. And, you know, you got to take into consideration, there's 70 trees on the lot. You got to cut them down. You got to have a plan. You have to do all this stuff, and you can't just jump at it because you don't know what you're going to find.
All right, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about building a house on a property that they own or buying one of your houses that is already built. How do they reach you guys?
You can call or text me, 815-677-4121, and 815-677-4121. Just get at me, and we'll help you out.
Website?
SilverthornHomeBuilders.com.
There's an E at the end of Silverthorne.
That is correct.
Okay, 312-981-7200. We got Jay, we got Becky, we got Carla, we also got Dave Schluter sitting here wanting to talk about something very, very important on the legal front that we're going to get to after the break. Text messages are blowing up. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's AmericanPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. I've grown. Cast my
memory back for a lot. It's Chicago's best brew pubs. Sunday night at 10:30 on WGN TV.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You and I should get a motorhome and just travel the country together.
With
just
a radio show in it.
No radio show. Oh, just me and Joe talking and holding
it'll
hands.
It'll be remote. We'll be on air.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. The muskrat love here?
Don't worry about it. We got our own special theme song here. Stay in your lane.
Wow, Steve, you got to stay in your lane.
Yeah, okay. Steve, stay in your lane, buddy. That's the song.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have an opportunity to win an easy step from Miracle Method. You could go to WGNradio.com/contests. It's a $1,500 value. It's unbelievable. It's a two-inch transition into a bathtub where our listeners could win something like that if you are mobily impaired or have some challenges, or maybe somebody you know who is having challenges or you're concerned about getting in out of a bathtub. They'll come in, cut a hole in the bathtub. Joe, you've been putting in a bunch of these into your
and
into
they
your
can
jobs.
Replace it if you want that bathtub back. Like right. If you're going to sell your house.
So it's an unbelievable opportunity. It's a $1,500 value. It might not be for you. It could be for somebody you know, a friend, family, coworker, or neighbor. Go to WGNradio.com/contests for more information and register. Once again, a little programming note. The Kentucky Derby is on this station today at 4, and also later on in May, the Indianapolis 500 is going to be broadcast here on WGN as well. It's pretty cool. Jay and Elgin, you okay there? You sound like you were having some breathing challenges. You going to make it, Jay?
Clean in the garage.
Okay, thank God. I thought something else was going on there. But like heavy lifting or something. 312-981-7200. You have a question for Amy. You're moving to Tennessee.
Yeah, I've already bought a house in Tennessee in November, and I have a house here in South Elgin, and I'm probably about 5 to 8 years away from moving down there permanently.
Oh, cool.
But I'm thinking about selling this and renting where I live now.
Amy?
Yep. I mean, if you want the height of the market, I would advise you to definitely look into that. We would have somebody come out and go over everything with you as far as pricing goes, and then from there, make your decision.
Yeah.
Because you do, you know, if you're literally going to stay up here 8 years, you do need to consider the cost of renting, so.
Right. That's where my concern. And I've never rented before. I've owned a house since I was 22 years old, so I'm a little weary on living in an apartment or a townhome.
But right. The flip side is, if you have a 3,500 square foot home and you don't have kids there and you don't want to pay all the real estate taxes to send the kids to the school, and you could get unload that home for a nice profit and then live into something smaller, a townhouse or something like that, there's nothing wrong with that. No. It's a financial decision. Right. A home is an asset. Where you live, David Schluter.
Any chance you're in Thornwood?
No. I'm in a little two-bedroom ranch house right on the Fox River. That's a gem, a doll. Everything's been redone. I'm in the trades. New roof, new everything's brand spanking new.
Amy?
So my advice to you then is go sell, right? So I'm going to advise you, just hearing your story, I'm going to advise you go sell, go rent for a year. Let's get you another opportunity in a year. You rehab that. Eight years from now, you go sell that. Now that's how you make money in this.
How's that? And you could sell that house in 15 minutes, couldn't you?
Probably.
On the river, yes.
Do you have river access? I mean, boat access?
It's all kayaks and canoes by us. Mm-hmm. It's too shallow, but I'm right on the river.
Beautiful.
I'm standing 20 feet away from it right now.
All right, hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you Mr. Floor cleaning product, and we've got... Thanks for calling, Jay. We have a bunch of texts saying, what's that website? It's MrFloor.com. Enter WGN promo code. If you've never ordered before, you get a discount off your first order. 312-981-7200. Round Lake, how are you? Round Lake.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, David, how are you? This is Becky, your concave window caller from a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Becky, how are you?
Who doesn't remember Becky?
I remember Becky very well. What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Hopefully you remember me for good things.
I know exactly who you are. What's going on, man? You got a question about appraisals?
Yes. I work for a national builder, and we're building new houses for our clients here, and what's going on right now is our sales force is putting the available lots on a website. It's kind of like an auction type website. And we're getting homeowners that are paying double, triple, even further above asking price.
Just for the lot.
They seen that?
And yeah, it is what we're seeing.
Yeah, my concern is keeping my homeowners corralled and stress-free. What's going to happen when they get their appraisal value and it's $50,000, $60,000 less or more than what they're paying for?
Amy, I don't understand the question. So you've got friends of yours that are buying lots to build a home?
Yes. Let's just say they're paying, and let's say our lots are going for $20,000. Well, we're putting it on this website to auction the lots off for sale.
Okay.
Build on through us. And they're so desperate to get these lots, they're actually paying up to, I'm guessing, $60,000.
Okay. So you're saying, what are the buyers going to do when the appraisal for the $60,000 lot they're buying comes in at $20,000, right?
Because they're going to flip out.
No, I don't think so. Go ahead.
Becky works for the home builder, so Becky's seen this happen, right?
And
so
Jim
this
sees
is
it
the,
all the time.
This is where the concern is. Here's what I know. I know builders are really good at getting their appraisals done. The vast majority of
time.
What
are you trying to say?
I'm just saying builders are really good about getting their appraisals done.
And you just need one lot to sell at 60 and the other lots are worth 60,000.
Well, right. So they're going to have to stair step it up just like anybody else mm-hmm. would. And yet, a lot of times, they have their own finance companies, right? So usually, if you're using your own finance company, so I don't know.
Well, here, I'll tell you this. Usually, what I see is that individuals, and Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, that individuals that are buying lots are coming off of their home's equity that they have and ripping a line of credit out and buying the lot for cash. Or they're getting a friend you know, a family member to give them a loan until they sell their house so they could give the 60 grand back. I don't see a lot of a lot of the banks that used to do lot loans got out of lot loans in 08 because of 08.
Yeah, but Becky works for a national builder.
Right.
So, I mean, that's all part of the purchase project. And I have to tell you, the first thing I said when I walked in here this morning, Jim, was, oh, are you auctioning your lots off? I mean, this is what's happening today. And his response was...
We aren't doing it. There's a lot of builders that are doing it right now. A lot of national builders are doing it. But we do know that there's an appraisal risk. We understand, especially us being a semi-custom builder, you could put $100,000 worth of, you know, additions onto one of our base plans. So we're prepared to have the data to get to the lenders. It's why we have preferred lenders that have good appraisers, you know, respectable companies to get those things covered. So,
and you're working with John Cornish out of Iowa, my team member.
Yep.
At Homeside in Iowa, the Key Group. Amy?
And I think that Jim's point was, listen, we're actually getting buyers because buyers are tired of this. They're seeing what's happening in these auctions. So Silverthorne is actually getting buyers that they otherwise wouldn't have if these builders weren't doing this.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, if you're looking to build a home, you don't want to play that game, go check out Silverthorne.
Yeah, come and see us.
Thanks for calling, Becky. We got time for one more, Jake? One more? I'll tell you what, let's squeeze in. We're going to squeeze in Carly. Carly, got a cleaning question for Joe.
I do, thank you. I have an issue with grease on the inside part of my stove where the glass is. I tried everything to take it off, and it just doesn't want to come off.
I got a solution, Joe.
Wait a second. I want to know how come I'm the cleaning person now.
Because you're Mr. Oil and Vinegar.
And oil and vinegar.
Go do the grout. I mean, yeah, Joe does it all.
Yeah, you do it all. I'd sell the house, personally. But go ahead.
David, sell your house.
Get a new stove.
I gotta call a friend on this one.
Right.
Phone a friend.
I have no idea.
Is it the oven door? Is there glass? Is it the grease in between the glass and the oven door?
No, it's the oven door. It's on the glass on the inside of the oven door.
New
and
oven.
I've tried everything. I've tried stones, everything with the exception of a razor blade. So
Maybe that's it.
I would have to phone Judy.
Grease off.
Hold on. Joe's going to call his wife, Judy.
I'm going to call my wife, Judy.
During the break, and we're going to take
a friend.
It's grease on the glass on the oven door on the inside.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
On the inside of the stove.
Well, just hold on, and I'm going to get Judy.
And I would either number one, buy a new stove or sell the house. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Dave Schluter. Dave's got something. What do you want to talk about, Dave?
Municipal inspections.
After the break, 312-981-7200. Pop an espresso for that one. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sonoma Chicago on AM 720. That was MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to be right back.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Can you bring up Judy and Carla so we could solve Carla's challenges here? Judy Hogel is the wife of an absolute saint, Joe Hogel. How are you, Judy?
Good morning. How are you, David?
Great. Whenever we have these cleaning problems, Joe always defers it to you.
I don't really know much about anything except running a business,
right?
Well,
you could have stopped right there.
Wait one second, but I do know the expert.
Thank God you got a smart kid.
Excuse me.
I
know
Jeremy.
The expert. I can't write a mortgage, but I know you.
Right. Thank God for that. 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call and text line. So, Judy, we have Carla in Wisconsin who's still on the hold here. Still on hold.
Okay.
What do you recommend to Carla to clean the inside of her oven?
So what I do with my glass, because it gets grease on it, I put Easy Up on it. I make sure it's on a high oven overnight. And in the morning, I scrub it with a green scrubby. If that doesn't work to final clean it, I use my eraser. Clorox erasers.
Mr. Clean.
Bustle.
Yeah, yeah, the magic eraser.
Mr. Clean.
Mr.
Magic
clean.
Erasers. And my oven gets clean every time.
So
I just looked at it. I have grease on it. It's time for me to do it again.
Carla, where in Wisconsin do you live?
In Brookfield, which is outside of Milwaukee.
Oh, Judy, it's literally...
Do you want me to come help
it's
you?
It's 45 minutes.
I'll come help her.
Well, it's done. Okay, so Judy, hang on. Carla, hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor. Judy's going to go up there. We're going to take a video of it.
Send Judy something for change.
And I'm going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, Judy. And you know what, Judy? I'm going to send you a mega hoodie. So hang on, ladies. Yeah, you can have it in red or black. You're totally fine. So hang on, ladies. Judy and Carla, we're going to exchange phone numbers and figure and clean ovens. I think there's a business opportunity, Joe. I think there's a business opportunity.
What?
312
cleaning
oven cleaning
for nothing?
Judy's Oven Cleaning Service. That's yeah, it's great. 312-981-7200. Municipal sales, Mr. Schluter. Why should our listeners be concerned about that? And what does it have to do with them?
I had a buyer who was already closed, but he felt he might have been ripped off. Many towns and villages have municipal inspections. They are not the home inspection that your buyer pays for. You are not allowed to order it until you've already fixed the sale price of your home. That's the second ripoff of it. So what they do, you get a contract of $200. These towns that have them, they come in and they say, upgrade the power box, upgrade the driveway, and you're over a barrel because you've already set the price. In this case, his seller said, no way, I'll just stay in the house. He really was motivated, like all our buyers are, so he put up the money to satisfy the municipal changes that they wanted. You say, why don't they come around and do that periodically? They don't have to because they have every seller over a barrel in these towns. So before you go buy in a town or before you list your home with Amy, call and see if your town, I could rattle off a few, but we're limited in time, they have total firepower to block the deal. And again, in this case, he was asked to put up money, about $4,000, which they were going to hold for 60 days after closing to make sure he did the things that they had asked the seller to do. Do not buy or sell without calling your town and ask, do they have a municipal inspection?
Got a question for you. A listener called. Mom passed away. Mm-hmm. Left two houses, one in north of Wisconsin, north of Green Bay in Wisconsin, that the mother who passed away, may she rest in peace, owned free and clear.
Right.
And has another home here in Elmwood Park. That was worth about $225,000, owed $90,000. Mm-hmm. Son wanted to take out $50,000+ to bring the house up to 2021 fashion, if you will. You know, decor, do some roof, air conditioning. You know, just put some. You know, reinvest back in the home that mom, who recently passed, didn't take care of. They were in the process of working out an estate plan and a will. Mom passed away before that was completed. Now he's in probate.
Correct.
He called me this week to refinance because the house is going to be left to him. He's the only son, so you don't have to worry about additional heirs and all that stuff. The challenge is we can't do anything until it's out of probate, and his attorney that's helping him gave him a September time frame that he thinks the case is going to be brought to a judge in probate court. It due to this COVID crisis, those time frames have been kicked out tremendously, and that's negatively impacting homeowners' opportunities who inherited homes from people that have passed to take over that property. Can you give some tips to our listeners to overcome that challenge?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate mom didn't get her papers done, because if she would have done a living trust after the funeral and mourning their mother, he could have gone ahead and taken out your refi because it could have stayed in the trust. He would be the successor trustee, or he could have made a deed from himself as trustee to himself immediately and been on the title, then done your refi. The probate process right now is all on Zoom calls. There's 6 million people who reside in the city of Chicago and suburban Cook. If you do the math with 6 million people, there's a lot of people who pass away without papers. So the reason the attorney is saying 6 months is there's a notice that's out there to any creditors of mom that has a 6-month statute of limitations. So the day he got appointed, that attorney filed that in a notice, and until he can tell the court there's no creditors, your guy is handcuffed to go refi that property.
To take care of a trust in a will, how long does that take?
Well, it depends how prepared the people are. We send a questionnaire out as soon as we get a cold call. We send it out by email if they're techie. If they're not, we've put a stamp on it that night. We can get people in for a free consultation within a week. I'm busy, but not that busy. And then we can usually turn docs around in 2 to 3 weeks, including the deed they need to transfer the home into the trust.
The investment to do something like that for our listeners that are interested in taking advantage of that.
It's 1/1,000th of what it's going to cost them to do probate. probate. That's all I'll tell you.
Under $1,000.
A little bit between if they have a house that has to go in. If it's a money trust, probably $1,000. But with the house, what you have to go through, you're looking at more like $1,500.
And you're gonna invest that in the attorney that you hired to get the case through probate.
Ten
court.
Times that.
So, yeah. Amy.
It's just one of those things that we run across so often, and it's so easily preventable. And it's just amazing. Even, you know, I mean, I understand some people sit there and go, well, I don't have enough to even worry about that.
Everybody has that
needs to be handled. So, honestly, they should be calling Dave.
The number one misunderstanding, I've been in this for 36 years, is when the kids come in and they go, there's no probate. Mom and Dad had a will. I've said it on here for 10 years with David. The will is the doorway to the probate court. No will is valid until a probate judge says it is.
All right.
So it's the door to the probate. Please call us. We'll get you a living trust. You can sleep well. You can still sell your home. You can still mortgage your home. But if you don't wake up and you go to heaven, then your kids are going to be stuck if you don't have a trust.
Well, what's the website that our listeners can reach out to?
Yeah, Schluter, Schlueter, lawoffice.com.
Also, you go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information if you hear somebody on the show or one of the other professionals and experts on the show. Joe?
Dave, you taught me that I thought if I passed, my stuff would automatically go to Judy.
Well, before the trust, that's true, but you could go together, or she could die of a broken heart when you're gone.
No, but you told me even if I pass, then it still goes to the probate.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, of course. Without a trust, yeah.
Right.
Without a trust.
Unless Judy comes to see, well, we did stuff for you, but if she never came to a lawyer, when the kids would go to get through both of your estate, that's when it would go to
court.
How
about this? Yep. If Joe didn't do what he did with you, if Joe and Judy didn't do what he did with you,
right,
it would go to probate.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
I didn't know that. I thought it was automatic.
All right, we got to wrap it up. We're going to come back and speak with Candace. We are having a contest for this easy step. Learn more about it at WGNradio.com/contest. WGN.com/contest. Later today, we got the Kentucky Derby. Later this month, the Indianapolis 500. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
What did you do with the ants one time?
Oh, a gigantic carpenter ant crawled out of my wall.
Yeah.
Scared the living crap out of me. It ate through my drywall. It was like blueberries with legs. So you ever see those carpenter ants? It's literally like a baby blueberry with legs. It's like standing up with me and giving me the one gun salute. Like, I just went through your drywall. You think this vinyl's going to stop me? And those carpenter ants could, like, pick up a car.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
Take a picture. It'll last longer.
We are here to help you. Joe's about ready to smack you, Jake, but that's fine. Once again, we are having a contest with Miracle Method. They are installing, giving away an Easy Step, which is a transition from turns your bathtub into a shower. It's very, very easy. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. We're going to talk with Candace here, but first we have Alyssa talking about Miracle Method. How are you, Alyssa? How can we help you?
I'm great, David. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Love your show.
Thank you.
You guys have a comedic timing that meets or beats no other.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I am a happy recipient. Well, actually, my mom is, my mother-in-law. She's, you know, a little unstable at her age, and I work. I'm a teacher. I work long days. My husband works nights, so it's hard to you know, kind of have someone take care of her, and that's where in-home caregivers came in, and they helped us out quite a bit. Thank you, Candace, if you're listening.
I am.
That's good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thanks, Candace.
Thank you.
Also, I will tell you the function and the ease of this adaptation and the cost savings alone people should definitely do. If they're concerned about elderly people or children with disabilities that need assistance in the shower, I teach special ed, so I'm kind of aware of that. And it makes the homeowner, or me, because I'm gone so much, and my husband, because we're both gone so much, at ease.
Are you talking about the Easy Step, Alyssa?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am talking about the Easy Step.
Oh, so you installed one. You installed one in your house.
We did.
Nice.
We did. And I saw that you guys had a contest, and now my dad has a similar issue, and I'm wondering if that disqualifies me.
Oh, no, 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 no. If so,
no,
so,
it double qualifies you.
It double qualifies you.
Double.
You
awesome.
Yeah, because you understand what a great value it is. So you had a bathtub. You were taking care of your mother-in-law. You know, you're a teacher. Your husband works nights. I'm just trying to phrase it up here for everybody. You hired in-home health care to come in to take care of your mom because, you know, mother-in-law, because you're working the day and her husband's at night. And he's probably sleeping during the day because he's working overnight. And you guys installed a transition, one of these easy steps. And, oh, absolutely. Yeah, if your father needs one, definitely go to WGNradio.com/contests and register. We're going to pick the winner in a couple of weeks here. But it was a major, you know, what did it do for your mother-in-law, for our listeners out there that aren't familiar?
I'll tell you what. She's not a tall person, so I will say they adjusted the grab bar for her height, which was phenomenal. Myself, I'm a short person, so to me, this is something that I look at. It made her feel more comfortable, and it gave her more of a sense of independence that she doesn't need to worry about taking a shower. She doesn't really need the assistance taking a shower. She can do it on her own, and as we all like to, you know, maybe sing in the shower once in a while, she can do that too without worry.
Joe?
And the cost?
Is incredible.
The savings was about the cost. We looked into having the bathroom remodeled, which, you know, that creates a whole mess and a whole other thing. And then you have to worry about her walking around. We saved about $8,000.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's what you said, Joe.
That's exactly right. So that's, Candace, how?
It's an excellent, because there's no step. And most people fall, most elderly disabled fall because they have to step up into a bathtub, step up into a shower, or this out. Is a straight across. Right. There's, it's just they could shuffle and get in.
Right. And the nice thing, too, is it doesn't leave a mess like I was thinking it might. You know, with the water dripping out and stuff, it's great. Nothing.
And they're in and out in one day.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Dave?
Yeah, the company also, when you go to sell that home and you're nervous about marketability because the way it's set up, they actually come back and put it back to a regular tub. And I do a ton of estate planning, and I can tell you, I have had probably 20 to 30 clients who fell in the tub, broken hip, then they don't last. I have a couple that actually wiped out and didn't make it. They hit their head on the faucet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not trying to ruin your Saturday, but it is you are saving her life, is
you
what
did,
you're doing.
Yeah,
way to go.
Yeah,
she was
really
flying.
Way to bring the show down.
Right. Teacher, special needs kids having a great Saturday, and you're talking about people dying in a bathtub.
But I will take care of them.
Right. So they don't die in a bathtub. You call
Candace. Get the step thing all day.
If it's too late, call Dave Schluter.
So you're tying it all in.
I've had the falls where the family said, hey, you took care of my mom and dad. We tried to get them into another place. They were stubborn, and dad lost it in the tub, or dad's in the hospital with a broken hip. And they're just letting me know that because they're existing clients and letting me know how severe the injury is. And, you know, as Candy said, that stepping over, if they have any kind of arthritic knees or anything, is impossible.
Candace, you're now known as Candy on the show.
Do you mind being called Candy?
Doesn't matter.
No, not at all.
Really? You've got that sassy attitude.
All right, Dave, the lawsuit, thank God you're an attorney because the lawsuit's coming. So, so Alyssa, talk about the peace of mind having Candace place a home caretaker to take care of your mom for those couple hours a day.
That is wonderful because, you know, I leave early. My husband's sleeping, or he's just coming home, technically, when I leave, and he's eating his dinner. And I can leave with confidence knowing that my mother-in-law is going to be safe and taken care of. And I don't have to worry. You know, I call my mother-in-law during the day whenever I have a chance, and she's having a good time. She has a nice conversation with her in-home caregiver, and they sometimes play cards. So she's not alone, and she feels like she has her dignity back because she can do things.
And that's important. And
that's very important to me.
Well, it's the mental. It's not only the physical. It's the mental aspect of being able to take a walk now that it's warmer out and being able to function on their own. Being able, and you know that your parents are getting their food, their meds, and they're getting up and they're getting dressed and they're getting washed and everything's good. Now we got to take a break. Hey, Alyssa, thanks for calling. Hang on, we're gonna send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product.
Alyssa.
Great
Thank
story.
You.
And
Thank
go,
you.
And here, go to WGNRadio.com/contests to register for your father for that easy step.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You should.
Thank you so much, and I enjoy your show. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, thanks for listening, my friend. 312-981, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Go to MrFloor.com, enter WGN for promo code for a discounted first purchase. Discount on your first purchase. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone, text, and photo line is sponsored by Mega Pros. That number is
312. We need some pictures. Bathrooms, kitchens.
We got some.
People are
texting in pictures.
No cleaning. I don't want to clean anything.
Right, we got to go to break. 312-981-7200. We have the first responder spotlight coming up. Full of Bologna is the restaurant, and the Bloomingdale Police Department is going to be spotlighted. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Name 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, Realtor Amy Kite, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Every week we put a spotlight on first responders and medical professionals who keep us safe and keep us healthy. And this week we are going to put a spotlight on Police Chief Frank G. Marisi. But I have to also thank the fine people at Full of Bologna, because Chief asked us to buy lunch and dinner. We bought lunch for the morning shift and dinner for the afternoon shift. And we went to Full of Bologna, and the owner is, hang on, I got it right here. The owner is Rich. He's Full of Bologna's been in business for 6 years. He has two locations, one in Bloomingdale off of Army Trail Road, 398 Army Trail Road in Bloomingdale. And he's got a shop at 118 South York in Elmhurst. So if you're out and about in either Bloomingdale or Elmhurst, go and get a sub. They are delicious. Two locations right now, looking for other locations, but COVID put a hit on their hiring and their chances to find other locations right now. Full of Bologna is family-owned. In the future, we look to franchise. What I like to say about Full of Bologna is we use nothing but the best quality lunch meats money can buy, and most of their popular sellers are all made in-house, especially the meatballs, and all of their sauces are homemade. You must try. The mushrooms are to die for. Thanks, Frank, out and the owner of Full of Bologna. That would be Rich Ranieri, the owner of Full of Bologna. Two locations, 398 Army Trail in Bloomingdale and 118 South York in Elmhurst. Special thanks to Rich Ranieri, the owner of Full of Bologna, for supplying this man, Chief Frank G. Maurice. How are you, Chief?
I'm doing great, Dave. How about yourself?
Great. Want to thank you, the Deputy Chiefs, John Kruger and Sam Bonilla, as well as the 46 police officers and 12 civilian support staff of the Bloomingdale Police Department. You were nominated by that not-funny chief in Lombard last week, Chief Newton.
Just, he was funny.
Nah, he wasn't funny. He was tried sweet. To be funny, and he came on, and he wasn't funny.
It's like Dave Schluter.
I know. Schluter's not funny, but he is very funny.
Exactly.
He doesn't realize how funny he is. And you live in Itasca, which is close by Bloomington.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's 5 minutes away.
So, Chief, what do you want to say to your fine staff and to the residents of Bloomingdale? Spotlight's on you. We like to put the spotlight on first responders every single weekend for what you do, and thank you, and thank your team for what they do. What do you want to say to your team and the community of Bloomingdale, which my brother lives in, and I think dropped off a gigantic box and Nutella snacks for you and the crew there yesterday?
He sure did, David, and I really appreciate that, and I appreciate the spotlight and all the positive things and the support for law enforcement. Let me go back to Roy Newton. He is a stellar stand-up guy from Lombard, so I have great admiration for him. For Bloomingdale, I've been here almost 33 years. Very proud of our police department. We're going through some trying times like anyone in law enforcement, but we have great staff, wonderful police officers trying to do the right thing every day. We have great support from our community. We love Bloomingdale, and we try to do the right thing each and every day. So I'm just proud to lead great staff and the things that we do
And as I said, we're faced with challenges every day in our job, but our people try to do it the right way. Treat people with compassion, dignity, and respect, but also go out there and do their job. And I think police need to do their job. It's part of life right now, so we have to do our part.
How important is it for you and your fellow law enforcement members out there of not only the Bloomington Police Department but other first responders to get a honk and a thumbs up or a thank you at a stoplight, or you know, if you're standing in line to get a sandwich or something and you see a man or woman or a first responder or a police officer or a fire protector out there who's out there on the job, how does that make you guys feel when somebody honks and gives you a thumbs up and says thank you?
Oh, it's incredible to have the positive feedback and the support of people. It makes it all worthwhile. You know, we take an oath to do a job, and it's a tough job, but it's always good to hear the good things. And unfortunately, nowadays, you hear all or a lot of negative from a lot of people, which is not really suited to us and what we do every day. We go out there and work hard, and our people really appreciate the positive support from people. When people take the time to show the support for police departments, first responders, EMS, fire departments, it's a great thing that people do.
And why did you select Fulla Bologna and Rich Ranieri, the owner of Fulla Bologna in Bloomingdale, to have the lunch dropped off?
Well, if people know me well enough, I tend to eat once in a while at local establishments. I've been known to do that. So Fulla Bologna is a great local restaurant, family-owned, as you said before, with great food, so I thought it would be fitting to have a local place like Fulla Bologna with some nice sub sandwiches deliver the food to us. So we really do appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And who are you nominating for a future spotlight?
So I have a neighbor to the north, Chief Steve Heron from the Roselle Police Department, a neighboring town. He's the next one in line to take on the local hero's role. So I've nominated Steve Heron from Roselle PD.
Right. Is he funny?
Is he funny, or does he think he's as funny as Newton? Because if he is, we have to have a talk with him prior.
Yeah, he thinks he's funny. If I'm having trouble sleeping at night, though, and he talks about radios and communications, I usually turn on some recorded messages that he puts out about that.
Because, he's not funny.
It's not my forte, but he's got a good sense of humor. He's good All people, right. so right. he would be great.
Well, Chief, thank you. And what's the proper pronunciation of your last name, Chief?
You did real well. Jim Arisi is the last name, mostly Italian, a little Irish. Yeah, so that's the proper pronunciation, Dave.
Jim Arisi. Well, thank you. And my brother lives in Bloomingdale, and he's got a heavy foot. So if you see Steve Hochberg with Nutella stickers on his car, you know, just give him a break, right? You know, maybe a warning.
No worries. We had some of that Nutella. It was awesome. So thank him also. But really, we do appreciate all the support. Thank you so much.
Hang on, buddy. Amy?
When I moved to Chicagoland, I moved into Bloomingdale.
And did you really?
Yes. And I actually, you won't believe it, but I actually got my husband to move in with me for a very brief period of time.
No, I believe that.
No. If you knew my husband, you'd be like,
he's a pain in the ass. Yeah,
No,
her husband, like, Mike, he's not really.
Who wouldn't move in with you, Amy?
No, I would move in.
The west
minute.
Side.
That's what I'm saying.
The west side?
Yeah. So, Chief, thank you for your time today, buddy. Thank you for what you do and the men and women of the Bloomingdale Police Department. And you guys all all the men and women be safe. Okay, buddy?
Thank you so much. You guys take care. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Chief. 312-981-7200 is American Pro's call, text, and photo line. We've got Claudia coming up from Chicago. Then we're going to do roundtable. Phone lines are open. We are on Facebook. Go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. Register to win. I got something flying out of my mouth there. A piece of sub.
That's weird. Last week you had those whole sandwich in your mouth while you were talking.
Okay, it's back in. It's kind of awkward. But you could go to WGNradio.com/contest to register for a free easy step from Miracle Method. It's an unbelievable value. We got Candace, a.k.a. Candy. Now you got me all thinking Candy. And I want to do the proper name. The formal name is Candace.
You called her Candy twice, and that's where I got
I
it.
I am a no, piece of candy.
You can play the candy.
Mr. Schluter, you were the first to call.
What show are you listening to?
Yes. Are you? All right. We could prove this. It's all on tape.
This is May 1st, 2021. Yes, are you
tape.
Listening to this
Nobody
show?
Calls
Ashley,
Nobody calls Candace
Ashley
Candy.
Pulled the you were
no.
saying when you nope. were saying who was on the show. We what? Have Candy from Home Health.
You no. came in talking about financial nope. planners with hairy ears, with clean ears you can't trust. He comes in like Dave Schluter's on a roll today.
They wax their ears
you,
or whatever.
He's like, if a financial planner has ears without hair on them, anybody with waxed right. ears, they're out.
That's
I'm
right.
like, where are we going? And now we drop into Candy and you're blaming it on me.
No, David Hochberg did not say Candy. I promise you.
We can play it back. We got another hour. No.
It wasn't addressing her personally. It's when you were listing off who was on the show.
No. Okay. No, I don't think
10
I don't
bucks.
So. I like
ten
Candy.
Bucks? All right, you 10 bucks. You're right.
I like Candy.
Ten who doesn't like candy?
America?
Yes.
You're not going to give me like some shekels or some pesos or anything. I want 10 American.
No, 10 American USDA dollars.
Okay, are you in on it? So
yes.
it's 20. Are you down for 20?
Yes.
All right. I typically don't listen to the show after the show because it's
no,
a little
we're
weird.
Have them look
are we
it
talking
up right
both
now?
Ways? Am what? I going to get 20 if you guys are wrong? Or is this a one way?
Oh, you see, that's what
now,
I...
Now we're going into both ways.
You Dave, see? Do you know the difference?
Between both ways and one way?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway...
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That was good, Amy.
Yeah.
312-981-7200.
This show is better off the air.
I know. Go to WGN Radio. Well, if we keep this up, we'll have a lot of time.
I could appreciate if you guys would tell my husband that I am actually funny because he doesn't believe it.
I don't know if you're fun or funny. Huh. Like,
Joe, stop now. Just
after they tell your husband, tell my wife. Doesn't believe it.
That's good. That's right. And then all three of them could tell my wife. Cause she
oh, Jim, I don't believe you're funny.
312-981-7200.
Come on.
Claudia, go. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's
so
up?
My home improvement question is, my house is, I have a home that was built in 1952. The back porch has a tile, a plastic tile. And I've seen this on other homes. It mimics the look of actual ceramic tile, and I guess it was used back in the 50s a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the paste that was used to put the tile up is just that, a paste, because you can see the trowel marks on the tiles that have started falling off. And it's not easy, that paste is not easy to take off. The only way I've been able to get it off is by chiseling it off. And that's a lot of work. Now, I'm wondering if you guys know of anything that I could use, that I could go meet a home to another store, some store, and buy just to slap it on there, maybe soften it, and try and get that stuff off. Because I wanted to just paint the walls. Like I said, it's a plastic 4x4 tile, and it mimics the look of ceramic tile.
Sledgehammer?
great idea, Dave. Claudia, don't listen to Dave. Did you send in a picture? Is this yours?
Yeah, I did. That's exactly what it
so
looks
that's
like.
That's exactly right. That glue, Claudia, you're better off taking that drywall off than trying to clean that.
So I was right.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what, Dave? In this instance, you might be right.
$2,500. I was right.
To save from even that, a lot of times people will just put a quarter-inch drywall over top of it just to even save that
entire
headache.
You know, Amy, you are very smart, too. But you could laminate drywall.
And
this.
I'm funny.
Yes.
I want that said. I'm funny.
Yeah, because I asked, like, I was at the Home Depot, and they said, well, have you tried maybe paneling over it? And I really didn't want a panel. I was trying to just try to screw the wall out. But it off is really the only thing I've been able to get it off.
But, Claudia, do you want, like, a finished drywall when you're done? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, that's exactly what I was looking for. Like, because I was trying to take it off, but I guess if you're saying that drywalling over that would probably be the easiest thing. But
all right, so here, Amy is right, believe it or not. Quarter inch, you could laminate over that. The only thing I will tell you is that if you have windows on the wall and that kind of thing, you're going to change the depth of your jam, right? So you're going to have to.
Yeah, it's a back porch, so it's the porch that leads down into the basement and the back door.
All right.
So we might be able to get away with it because it's you'd have the drywall would come up to the trim of the door.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So, right now, when you remove that tile, chances are that's an eighth of an inch thick. You're going to add a quarter of an inch drywall to it.
Okay. Right?
And I think you're going to be all set. That you will never, ever get that wall clean from that.
Can she do it herself, or does she need a professional?
Can she tape in mud?
Can you tape in mud?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I've done that before.
All right, well, then go get yourself some quarter-inch drywall. It's only like $85 a sheet right now.
Well, I guess I don't have much of a choice. Yeah, like I said, I guess it was big in the 50s, because I've seen it before in other homes, and it's time to get that stuff off.
Yeah, no, I agree. It'll be a nice, clean wall if you do exactly that.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Claudia, all right?
312. And your Mega Pros hoodie.
And Mega Pros, you're going to send Claudia a Mega Pros hoodie?
Absolutely.
All right, so, nice and a Mega Pros hoodie. You want a Mega Pros hoodie. Dee, you need help in the shower.
I do. I have some mobility issues, and I currently have a shower with a lip, and I am trying to find a company that will do a zero threshold, similar to a roll-in shower in a hotel. But once I call them, they all want to come out and convert a tub or put in a new shower base, but not with the zero entrance.
Joe?
So when you say zero threshold, you're talking about pouring a base and lifting that floor, technically.
Well, I actually saw something online where it's flat with the existing tile. They just lower it and put in a different drain. Instead of a center drain, it's a long drain parallel to the edge. So they don't have to rip up my floor. But I can't find anybody in the area to do it, so I'm thinking that could be a little bit misleading.
Joe?
I guess I'm still wondering what you're referring to, because you're going to have to go down below the floor level to put that in to make it totally flush. We have done flush floors before.
Hey, Dee, can you take a picture of what you're talking about and send it to us?
No, she doesn't have a picture.
Unfortunately, I can't.
Oh, no, a picture of what she wants to accomplish, because I thought she had pictures of what she wanted.
Oh, you mean from the website or something?
Yeah, can you forward that to Joe and make a PDF of what you're looking for?
I can try. I can get the information offline. The man who answered the phone was very helpful.
He's not a man.
So thank you for taking
He's like a boy. I don't even know.
Jimmy?
So it sounds like she's talking about changing the floor joists in order to have that zero step.
So you'd have to depress it, yes.
So you'd have to depress it, which is probably a reason she's having a couple of issues with the contractors. It's a bigger job than
The reason she's having an issue with me, and I'm a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Amy?
Well, what? I'm not against changing the layout of the bathroom and opening up a wall to make it accessible for when I may be in a wheelchair in the future. Sure. Right now, it's just difficult.
No, I get it. I totally get it. My mom was in a wheelchair. I understand exactly what you're saying. Amy?
Why can't the floor just be tiled and then, it needs to go down into the trough drain is what she was talking about, right? So why can't it be tiled level with just a slight,
angle?
Slight angle.
But where are you going to get that angle from?
Well, it's going to, we've tiled floors where they all sink into the center drain, right? So why does she need that lip? Why can't she just come in and then
so much like my wife.
It's easy. Amy, this is easy.
It's not easy.
No, I know.
You have to get the elevation from somewhere. So either my floor goes up a little bit, or like Jim said, I have to sink that base a little bit. Even if it's an inch and a half, 2 inches. When
doesn't
you say
have to be a lot, right?
I like Amy's idea of with the trough drain, because the rest of the floor is all tiled, so it would just be an extension, and it's a 5-foot shower, so they could pitch it a little bit.
Of course,
but Amy's.
I'm not the contractor, I'm sitting here going, I can see this. This is easy.
It's a lot more. You're modifying either the floor. Either you're raising it up higher, so you're going to have a step into the bathroom,
right?
Or you're going to be dropping the floor, so you have a step down.
Amy,
so
where are you going to get the pitch from?
Need. Okay, you need that pitch.
We got to take a break. It's easy, and it's a trough drain. It's like okay,
Joe's trying to be polite. I've seen that look. That's the stay in your lane look, right?
Joe's going
to
lose it.
D, hang on 1 second. We're going
to. But I'd be happy to help D.
Right, we got to take a quick break, and we're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312 of your choice. 312.
Take you with me,
but there is a solution to D's challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just everything
you
can
just
be
have
done.
To raise that floor up the other floor to create the pitch.
We gotta go. 312-981-7200 Home Sweet Home Chicago and AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's take a couple of quick text questions here. I have a question for the builder, 563 area code. What is the time frame to build a new home these days with all the news about lumber shortages? Jim?
So it's not just lumber. It's all material that goes into construction. But I'd say it's been tacking on about 1 to 2 months on average, but we're seeing 6 to 8 months from contract to move in.
6 to 8 months, and yeah. it used to be 5 to 6 months?
Yeah, and it doesn't takes us 4 months to build a house. The rest of it's paperwork. So right now we're talking a lot of delay of materials, a lot of the delay of backlog of municipalities. It's a lot to deal with.
847 Candace or Candy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jake. Go ahead.
It's my 36th year of helping people. 630-285-5300.
Candace, fear, fire or fear?
Fire.
Fire. Got to get closer to the mic there, young lady.
Okay.
Candace, fear, Candace. I said Candace. You owe us $80.
$80 plus each. Plus that other that $40 kicker. $120.
Yeah, $120.
I'll mail it in the U.S. mail. $120. So you'll get it.
Oh,
like
are you serious?
January.
You're a lawyer. You should know that.
You know, my name's Candy, so I might as well just take the money and run.
Hold on. I'm going to turn your mic off. We're negotiating right now, Candace.
With a lawyer.
So it started at 10, which means 20 each. Mm-hmm. You kept fighting it, so every time you fought it, it increased. It doubled. So yep. At the first time it went to 20, which means 40.
Right.
Then it went to 40, which means 80. And now you're doing it again. So now it's 160, which is 320.
I didn't say double down.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you say, Dave. It's what's in the contract.
It's all about the contract. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Remember that show with
exactly.
Lady?
Exactly.
These two attorneys.
Take a picture.
It's on the contract. 312-981-7200. 847 is, it. Can you pay for... it's for you, Candace.
Okay.
Not Candy, Candace. Does Medicare or Medicaid cover in-home health care expenses?
They do, but we are a privately owned, private home care company, so we are not covered by Medicare or Medicaid. We are covered by, if you have a Blue Cross Blue Shield regular insurance plan, or you're working with the veterans, yeah, we can work with that, but we can't work with Medicare or Medicaid.
All right, 312-981-7200. We have somebody in Indiana with a short sale question. How are you? I can't Prid. Is that your name? Preed? Okay, I don't know. We're going to put on hold. They didn't answer. Can you find out who's on line four and what their right name is? Kim in Northfield, how are you?
Hi, David. How are you? I've been listening to you for a long, long time.
Well, thank you.
This is the situation. My mom has a 1950s house. Her back porch, which is made of wood, is just a plain, small back porch. When you walk out of the back door, the platform probably is 4x5. There's railings on each side with slats and 3 stairs, and you're on the sidewalk. She needs this to be replaced. We can't find anyone to do a small job like that.
Joe?
She did get one quote from someone, I don't know who it was. They wanted $6,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit out of her budget.
All right.
So I've been desperately trying to find somebody, and I kept thinking, you're always on. You have all answers. You've got a great crew with you. And I hope you can help.
Northfield, up there by Old Orchard, just east of Old Orchard, off the.
My mom's in Niles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In Northfield.
All right, so Niles is a great area for mugger pros. We do those all the time. I will tell you what you just described. Depending on the material you're going with, you're going to be around $5,000.
Really?
Yep. Really?
Why that much?
So, I mean, I can assume a lot of things, but.
Circa 1950 house, split level house in Niles.
Yeah, I don't know what you're sitting on. I would have to check, you know, where it ties in, but
it's not a split level. It's one level.
No, you're saying 3-4 stairs. I get it. What kind of railing you want? That kind of thing.
It would be wood. She wants wood.
The cost is gone. I literally by my house, somebody has taken the rails off their deck, and they have not put them up. And I believe it's because they took them off and all of a sudden realized the cost of lumber and went, holy cow.
Yeah.
So I would be glad to help you out, and I can get you an exact price once we ask you a couple questions.
How's that, Kim?
Terrific. Can you give me a phone number, please?
Yep, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, absolutely. 847?
Yeah.
658-8989.
8989. Or, are you ready for this, Kim?
Megapros.com.
Megapros.com.
That's the one.
Who would I ask for, please?
The guy that works here, ask for Jeremy.
You could ask for Jeremy, but we have a full support staff.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Have a great weekend, my friend. 312. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Dridey, how are you in Indiana? How can we help you?
I was ready to refinance my home with you. I was going to call you, but something came up this week, and I have an opportunity to buy a house two houses down from me, and they say they want a short sale.
Okay.
Now, the houses are worth $150,000, $160,000. I got my house appraised a year and a half ago for $148,000. They had to move out, and the woman's 90 years old, and their kids want to sell it to me on a short sale.
How much is the house worth that they're trying to sell, and how much do they owe?
They told me they owed $103,000.
And what's it worth?
It's probably worth $150,000, just guessing, maybe more.
That's not a short sale. A short sale is you owe $150,000 and the house is worth $103,000.
Okay.
So you buy in a house, $150,000 home, and we go back to this, is what Jim said earlier. He can't believe how much information is out there that is bad information from our listeners, and that is why we are here every Saturday to debunk all of the bad information. That is called a regular sale, correct, Amy Kite?
Correct.
You do not. That's not a short sale. There's a ton of equity in there. If they want to sell you the house for $103,000, that's a different story, right? And they can do that. But it's not a short sale. The house is worth $150,000. They owe $103,000. There's $47,000 of equity there, right? So it's not a short sale. The short sale would be if they owed $150,000 and the house was worth $103,000. Then it's upside down. Then they'd have to go to the servicer who has the mortgage, which is going to take, Dave Schluter, 6, 8, 12 months?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, but the thing is, a lot of people substitute, just like the word living will instead of living trust, people think short sale means quick sale. Mm-hmm. It's just a mistake that's made. So what they're saying is we want to have our money now. They might have meant that they wanted you to buy fast.
Right.
And in that case, you could maybe get an equity line in your house.
And mistakes happen all the time. Right. Kind of like thinking that I said candy when you said candy. It's up to $1,240 now. But that's fine.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, it's $620 a piece. It's fine. Don't worry about it, Dave. By the time you're out of here, you'll be...
First time this show is going to work out for me.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So Artie, hang tight. We're going to help you off air, okay, buddy? We got to hit a break. And hold tight for your Mr. Floor. No, thank you, buddy, Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. You are listening to Home Gym Chicago on AM 720, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Later today, the Kentucky Derby. Later this month, the Indianapolis 500. Later, in about 3 minutes later from this time, Dave Schluter is going to owe us about $7,490. Where you listen to Home Gym Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
You can pay for that check.
We'll keep you cool.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it maybe 5-6 years ago, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, having trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54 in peak shape, as you can tell.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
I'm in shape.
Rounds no, of you shape. Are, you are, you are.
Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well-rounded.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
You're solid like a round.
Yeah, let's turn
you're
Tracy.
You're built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy's mic off for that
you're built for tough.
I'm built for tough. Right, I'm an 850.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I kind of feel like we need Elephant here from the John Williams Show to give us a running total. You know how she gives the virtual kettle totals for what Dave Schluter owes us right now? I think it's up to like 7,000.
Dave Schluter, do you know the difference between an accountant and a lawyer?
What would that be, Joe?
Accountants know they're boring.
by the time I'm done, I'm building that lady's porch.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What would you like our listeners to know, Dave?
I would like them to call me, 630-285-5300, either buying or selling. There's two or three pointers. Amy and I were sharing them between each other before we went on today of this crazy bidding war market. It affects the sellers and it affects the buyers. I'll take time with you and give you some pointers based on which side of the deal you're on.
Phone number?
630-285-5300.
Candace, who is your ideal client? If our listeners are out there trying to figure out, is it for me? Is it for my parents? Is it for... It might be for me because my husband or wife is going to be operated on and I can't schlep them around. Who's your ideal client?
Our ideal client is everybody. Nobody's left behind. You may have a kid that, you know, you might have COVID. We had a person that had COVID and they couldn't take care of the kids. We got a caregiver that took care of their kids for 2 weeks.
You're a helper.
While they were upstairs being texted about their children.
I wouldn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. The man was great, you know, and he referred other people. So it all works.
If our listeners want more information about all the services that you guys provide,
It is 847-219-1718 or www.inhomecaregivers.net.
We have breaking news here. We have a new realtor alert, a new licensed realtor alert. We have whistles and bells going off. Amy Kite, you have breaking news.
Yes, we do. Michelle Russell has just passed her test, and she is now a full-fledged agent. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. On the Amy Kite team. We are so excited. She's going to rock it.
How long has she been with you so far?
2 weeks. We brought her on, started doing training and stuff prior to her finishing her test. So
I didn't realize you could take the test six times in a row. And I'm kidding. It's a joke. You're supposed to be like,
I'm like, what?
No. Got it done the first try?
Correct, yeah.
Nice job. Michelle?
Russell.
Michelle Russell, Mazel Tov. Good for you. Congratulations. And Jimmy, you've got a new track of homes going up in the western burbs here. You want to tell us more about it?
Yeah, we got an exciting new development out in Plainfield, Shorewood area. So it's going to be our same semi-custom product that we do in Elgin, Sycamore, Quad Cities, Iowa. So go to our website, check it out. It's great stuff.
What's the website?
SilverthornHomeBuilders.com.
All right, 312-981-7200. Cheryl in Chicago, wrought iron railing question. Say that 10 times quick.
I see what you're saying.
Go, Cheryl.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks for calling.
Good. So when we built the house, the architect had those two slabs on either side of the stairway, and he had designed wrought iron to be drilled into those flat panel things, the concrete, I don't know what you call those, the slabs. And my mm-hmm. husband didn't want that because he said once the wrought iron starts to, if it starts to rust, he didn't like the way that rust would be dripping down there and it looks bad, so we never put them there. But now our parents have gotten older and trying to come up those steep steps without a handrail it's gotten really difficult. So,
Joe?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Do you have? Yeah. We're limited.
So
on time
you know
here.
What, Cheryl? We Cheryl. Can yeah. we can fasten on top with if you can picture it has little a little lip around it.
Uh huh.
So we can put a handrail on that concrete.
Is that something that you'd be interested in, Cheryl?
Yeah, I'm looking for something. Another idea was they said that you could put the railing down into the dirt on either side of those. And then have something that bends over it.
Oh, sure.
Like floating over that.
Many different options.
Yeah. Okay. Can you take a picture of the area for Joe, Cheryl?
I sent it. I texted it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, yes. Are you from the 312-671?
Did you put a stamp?
Yes.
Okay, there it is. 11:54 a.m. Okay. Joe will give you a call after the show, Cheryl, all right? We only have a couple minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
all
Cheryl.
Right, my friend. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Barb in Geneva, last call of the show. Go, Joe. Go, Barb.
Go, Barb.
Hi,
Barb.
Mine is concrete. I've got steps. Well, don't have steps on the side entrance to my house.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had one little step, and it's always been really, really bad. But I've gotten older, and it's gotten to the point where I need to get a real, you know, stoop and steps.
And I've been trying for the last, I'd say, 5 years, and it's a small job. Nobody wants to do it. They say they'll come, and then they don't. And to be perfectly honest, I called Mega Pros last week, and no concrete person has called me.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're going to
go. Whoa, did you call the right guy? I will tell you, a small concrete job is a problem to get done. Yours sounds small enough that we can actually do it in-house with our regular guys.
We're going to have Joe give you a call.
But I will give you a call right after this and figure it out.
You are listening to Home Chicago. You have been listening to Sweet Home Chicago. And next week, you will be listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You could go to WGNDavid.com to get all of our contact information. You could go to WGNRadio.com/contests to register for the Easy Step giveaway. Thank you all for coming in. Schluter, it's $6,000 each, so just write a check for, we'll discount it for $11, and Joe and I will settle up. 312, no, don't call that number. You guys have a great weekend. It's beautiful out. We really appreciate everybody listening. We have the Kentucky Derby coming up, I believe, at 4 or 4:30. And later in the month, we have the Indianapolis 500. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody.